today's one of the charity Landover pool events that we organise as a branch. We do about six a year, usually raise about £30,000 throughout the year, and we pick various charities. Today our designated charity is the Saw Museum at Conleague.
This is actually your second lap of Newton Arts. It's just about to start. You've been doing this since 9:30 this morning. How has it been received by the people here?
People in Newton Arts are really generous. They always are. It doesn't matter what time of the year we come. If we came on Christmas Eve, they would still be really, really generous, which is probably why this is our favourite spot to do it. Of all our Landover pools or bins pools or whatever, we would do half of them in Ards. The people here seem to be a lot more friendly. There's a lot more affiliation to the Royal Artillery, the Royal Irish, the Irish Guards, and the people do come out in droves, especially when you've got the market on. You know, it's brilliant, absolutely fantastic.
Could you guess how much you've raised this morning so far?
On average, I would probably say that our daily total will be between the £5,000 and £6,000 mark, which isn't bad for a day's work.
Not bad.
A day's walk.
So you've actually been doing some of the pulling. How hard is it?
Extremely. You have to put your back into it, and as an old man like myself, it gets harder every year.
Who has the worst job? Because the collectors' buckets are looking pretty heavy. So who do you think has the hardest job?
The driver, believe it or not, because the engine has to run, so it gets really, really warm in there, and I wouldn't like to be the man sitting behind that wheel.
Well, the man sitting behind the wheel is Captain Adrian Arnold. How have you found this morning?
I normally give the Ulster Defence Regiment a bit of a hand because we are the local reserve unit, 206 Ulster Battery Royal Artillery, part of the town, so we don't have far to come. And we have a very nice six-wheel drive vehicle, the Pinsgar, which adds a bit of something a bit different than just a Land Rover.
What role in the Royal Artillery does a Pinsgar fill?
We need a particular quality of vehicle, particular capabilities to be able to pull the L118 light gun. It's called the light gun, although it does weigh 2 tonnes, so you need something quite substantial with off-road capability and wading capability as well, so it can go quite deep in the water. So we've tried everything, 4-tonners, Land Rovers, all sorts of things, and the best thing for it is a six-wheel drive Pinsgar.
The guys are pulling this today. They're just about to take off again. How much does it actually weigh?
It's nearly 2 tonnes itself, so that's why we do need to keep the engine running and give the guys a bit of assistance. And as a six-wheel drive, we do need to keep it ticking over so that nothing locks up on the guys and then we get stuck in the middle of town.
You've chosen for your charities today, as well as the Ulster Defence Regimental Association, the Somme Heritage Centre. Why have you chosen it?
The Somme Heritage Centre is also part of the Newton Arts local community, just based out in Conleague, so everybody in the town will be aware of who we're raising the funds for, and I think without this extra income source they would struggle.
Well, enjoy a well-earned rest.